We are doing Kohelet, and after the long break we had, we'll pick up in the first chapter, the 8th Pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech says, Kol HaDevarim Yegeim, Lo Yuchal Ish Ledaber. All things are weary. A person cannot speak. If I want to describe all the things that are pointless, I'm never going to encompass all the things that people think are worthy, and then they invest their time and effort and then discover that it was not worth it. Lo tisba ayin lirot velo timale ozen mishemoa. The ear, the eye is never satiated from seeing, the ear is never satiated from hearing. So a person wants to see all the beautiful things in the world. So he'll see the Swiss Alps. He'll hear that he still has to go see Alaska. He'll go see Alaska. He'll hear that there's still beautiful sights to see in Japan. He'll go to Japan. He'll hear there are beautiful things to see in England. He'll go to England. He'll hear there's still things in the Far East. Lo tisba'in nirot. The eye is never satiated from seeing, nor is the ear ever satiated from hearing. People are searching all the websites in the world just to know what's happening now. Now. Forget what happened yesterday. Happening now. You got to go through all the news sites. So that boy that went off in the hot air balloon, is he not found? Was it a hoax? Who's the parents? What are the authorities doing to him? Who cares? Ah, no, we all care. That's very important. Very important, right? Our hoax every day, right? There's one born every minute, right? But if a person is going to do what Shlomo HaMelech said earlier, Ma'itron la'adam, what purpose is there for man? What gain is there for man? If he's going to toil in anything under the sun, we were given a gift. We could toil in things that are above the sun. We could toil in the Torah. But the second our focus, our strengths are invested in other things, so then kol advarim yegeim. You could invest a lot of strength to try and see and hear, and at the end of the day, you're never going to be satiated. Lo tisba'ain lirot ve'lo timalei ozen mishemoa. Our sages said that when a person tries to satiate his desires, then it's like drinking salty water. You can drink as much as you want, you're only going to be more thirsty. Chazal said, "Ein adam met v'chatzi tavat tov yado." No person will die feeling that he's accomplished half of his desire. If a person focuses his life on satiating his desires, then he will never feel like he's reached the halfway mark. No one dies feeling I've reached half what I wanted. In that realm, if that's the realm he's investing his strengths in. So Shlomo HaMelech says to us, Kol HaDevarim Yegeim, all things are weary. A person will work and work and toil, and he wants to be a millionaire, then he wants to be a billionaire, then he wants to be a trillionaire, and then the stock market crashes and he's got to start from scratch. Kol HaDevarim Yegeim, all things are weary, they'll wear a person down. And if I wanted to enumerate all the different things that people think I'll invest my strengths in, and then they end up just being weary, worn down, lo yuchal ish ledaber, I couldn't encompass all the different things that people invest their strengths in. And he continues and he says, lo tisba ayin lirot, the eye isn't satiated from seeing. Just as the eye isn't satiated from seeing, so too, you can have a person who's eaten a lot, and he reaches a point where he can't eat anymore, right? So, even though when it comes to eating, a person can say, I'm stuffed, he's had his steak, he's had his dessert, he's had his ice cream sundae, 15 scoops of ice cream, 3 banana splits, at some point every person says, I'm stuffed. But you know what? That's only in the stomach. Lo tisba ayin. The eye is never satiated. A person can always say, well, let me see what else there is. Shlomo HaMelech says, lo tisba ayin lirot. The eye is never satiated from seeing more. And there's always more to see. Velo timalei ozen mishemoa. And nor is the ear ever satiated from hearing. When you try to fill a vessel, as big as a vessel is, at some point it'll be full. When we were children, so the principal, Rabbi Flam, Zichrono Livracha, he once gave us the following allegory. He said, if you have Yankee Stadium, that was the biggest stadium we knew in New York, and the bird would come once a year and drop one kernel into Yankee Stadium. So it might take a few million years, but at some point, Yankee Stadium would be filled with kernels. At some point, it gets filled. It'll take a long time, one kernel a year, but eventually it will be full. Tells us Shlomo HaMelech, as big as a vessel is, at some point you could fill it. But the ear, when it comes to hearing, lo timaleos in mishma, the ear never feels like it's heard enough. If he only hears something that catches his attention around the corner, he'll go listen again. How many people stay up all night browsing the net? Maybe this is interesting. Maybe, yeah. Lo timaleos in mishma. If a person invests his strengths in trying to hear and trying to know what's going on, he's never going to feel like he's had his fill. So Shlomo HaMelech again is pointing out to us in the balance between Torah and other things, if you invest your strengths in other things, kol ha-devarim yigeim, all other things will wear you down, but you will not feel like you've accomplished what you wanted to. You'll always feel like there's more to accomplish. Yeah?
You mean like when hearing, not just like hearing, but also like hearing with your eyes, like you read a book, you're hearing, right? Like it's being revealed to you, like within every word. So
I think that's the idea. I think that.
Like you said, you said on the internet, like you're always kind of looking to see what's revealed to you. Like just look at this website. Oh, this leads to this. This leads to that.
I gave that example simply because in our day and age, we're not so busy listening as we are reading. Up until the last decade, people were listening. They were listening to the radio. They were flipping through the TV channels. I'm saying it's the same concept. I just wanted to translate it to our terms. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so we'll get there. Shlomo's going to discuss Torah. And now Shlomo says, at the end of the day, history just repeats itself. You're curious to find out, but the truth is, pasuk tet, ma shehayahu sheyiye uma shenaasahu sheyase vein kol chadash tachat hashamesh. Technically, what's happening now happened before, and what was done before is what's being done now, and what will be continued to be done in the future. And there's nothing new under the sun. It's just different variations of the same plot being played out again and again and again. So now you're curious to hear what happened. You turn on a soap opera, it's always the same thing, right? You know the joke about what do you get when you play country music backwards? You get your wife back, you get your car back, you get your house back. They're all the same. So history is also all the same. It's just different variations of the same theme. Shlomo HaMelech says, what was is still what's going to be. So God created the world in 6 days of creation, and the world's been running along the same lines. Cain hates Abel, Cain kills Abel, First World War, right? First World War was back with Cain and Abel. He had most of the world at war. The two brothers, they're fighting. And then it just repeats itself. You read throughout the Torah, you see other world wars, and then you see this nation goes on top, this nation goes on bottom, this nation takes this territory, they fight back, this generation they get it, this generation they don't. Then they squabble, they hate one another till there's a common enemy, then they unite to fight the common enemy. Same stories. Read the newspapers today. Same thing, right? Shlomo HaMelech says it's just variations of the same story. But if you learn Torah, in Torah there's the potential for new things. When Hashem gave the Torah, Hashem gave the Torah with understandings that every individual has his portion in those understandings. That means that there is an area in Torah that if Adam Mali does not discover it, will never be discovered. And if he discovers it, then he's uncovered something that no one else discovered before. He has to learn to get to that level. But there are things in Torah that you can discover that's new, never said before, and it's true, it's correct, but it's waiting for you to uncover it. You want something new, says Shlomo HaMelech, don't look for it in the outside world. Don't look for it tachat hashamesh instead of the sun, under the sun. Look for it as the sun, as on top of the sun, as the Torah. There you'll find something new that really wasn't discovered before. It was waiting for you to discover. Shlomo HaMelech over here is really addressing the common response to what he said in the previous pasuk. He just said, you should know, everything you toil in is worthless. So what are people going to answer? That was true in your day and age. You don't know what's out there today. Today there are really new things out there. You know, in my day it was Atari, and then it became Nintendo. And then today, I don't even know the names of the Wi-Fi, Y2, Y something. I don't know how that thing, I even pronounce those games. What? Wii? That's how you pronounce it? Okay. I still remember when we got excited over a tape recorder. I grew up on record players, right? Then they came out with a tape recorder. And I remember when a CD player was a new thing and a fax machine. No one knew what a fax was. You guys know what a telex is? You know what a telefax is? Before your days. You'll always say, oh, there are new things out there. You guys don't even know what a telex is. Okay. You know what an LP is?
Yeah.
Okay. Every generation has its things which it says, yeah, Shlomo, in your days, but in our days, you know, we have new things. Shlomo HaMelech therefore says, no, it's variations. So in my days, we had this type of music that was new, and that type of music that was new. You know, David HaMelech discovered new things in music. There were points in music that did not exist before David HaMelech came to the scene. That's for a different class. But every generation has things that you feel, this is new. Right, Shlomo HaMelech says, huh?
And what is the variation of the day there's ability to consume and destroy the entire world?
I can't tell you.
Is it a secret or is it a song?
Right, right. No. Those are things we don't tell anyone. It's not. And if the Talmud tells us that David HaMelech had a way to destroy the entire world, and he almost did by mistake, okay, fine. No, it wasn't only David HaMelech. Achitophel also knew how. So today you have that variation, and then there was almost a second Chernobyl, a first Chernobyl. It was almost an error. David HaMelech made a mistake in one area of building the Beit HaMikdash, and he almost caused the whole world to be destroyed. A miniature Chernobyl, right? But one day we'll learn about it. He laid the foundations for building the Beit HaMikdash. And when he was doing that, in the process, he erred, and he endangered the whole world from being destroyed. And if the Gemara describes that, okay, we don't have to go into it. Fine, so today we have our variation. Once upon a time, they had their variation. And there's nothing new instead of the sun. Yeah, you have light bulbs, but at the end of the day, every morning the sun is still rising. The sun is still rising. It's the same sun that was rising 200 years ago. There's nothing new, really. There are variations. There are new variations. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have the assembly line, right? We do have variations. Ever since the Industrial Revolution, the world has been moving forward. Ever since the scientific theory, right? Ever since that. Okay, fine. At the end of the day, we're still playing on variations. We're still humans, and the forces that are at play and the desires that are at play. You take a newspaper from 50 years ago. They once put out the Chronicles of the New York Times. When I was a kid, one of the things I'd do in the summer vacations was I'd go to the library, take out the microfilms of the New York Times from 100 years ago, and read the New York Times from 100 years ago. Just as a fun thing to do. And it boggled my mind. I would always see how you take New York Times today, take New York Times 100 years ago, the same thing. Same scandal, same politics, same everything. Yesh davar sheyomar eze chadashu kevar haya lolamim asher haya milifaneinu. Shlomo HaMelech says, you'll encounter something where people will say, boy, that's new. You should know it's been around before you as well. It's not new. It's been there. But what? In zichon l'rishonim v'gam l'acharonim sheyiyu. לא יהיה להן זיכרון אם שיהיו לאחרונה. Why do we know about it? Because אין זיכרון לראשונים. There's nothing left from the earlier generations. That's why you think it's new. You don't know what they had back then. You don't know the Tower of Babel was a spaceship. We don't know. There's nothing left. En zichon, there's no memory, there's no remembrance of the earlier generations. And you know what? Gam lachonim sheyiyu. And even those that are after us, lo yelem zichkaron. There will be no memory of them. There will be no remembrance. Im sheyiyu lachona. With those that will be at the very end, there will be no remembrance of them. So you might think it's new. I just told you there's nothing new. It's not so. You have to understand why it isn't new. You have to understand why it's a variant of something that preceded it. And just like there were things that were considered new 150 years ago, so too there are things that are considered new today. Now, sometimes a person encounters something which he says, this wasn't around before. So person will come and say they didn't have electricity in Shlomo HaMelech's time. And then a person will think, because we've discovered something which to us is new, so maybe Shlomo HaMelech was wrong in what he said earlier. Shlomo HaMelech said, if you invest your strength in trying to attain anything other than the Torah, you'll end up being disappointed. You'll end up feeling weary but not having accomplished what you could have accomplished. So Shlomo also said there's nothing new. Now there is something new. So maybe Shlomo was wrong in what he said, right? Shlomo said, don't invest your strengths in other things. So Shlomo says, yesh davar, even though there are things that people will say, chadashu, they'll say, re'ezeh, take a look, chadashu, it's new. Answers Shlomo, don't believe them when they say it's new. The truth is that in earlier times, there was a period where long ago they were aware of this. We lost that wisdom. We don't know about it. In the worlds that preceded us, at some point in time, someone stumbled on this. But no one remembers it. No one remembers what happened then. And believe me, there'll come a time when they won't remember today either. They'll evolve. The world will evolve. We don't know what existed beforehand. We don't know what existed before the flood. We don't know. There'll be a point where no one will remember this generation either.
I'm sorry. So you said, like, for example, like using the electricity example, that was around before, or I mean, like,
I don't know if he means that.
Or a variation of such.
Something along those lines, right? Either this or that. I'm not sure. Chazal tell us that Bilam had the capacity to fly. How did he fly? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a variant on the planes we have now.
Yeah.
You talk to people today that people way back then used to fly, they looked at you like you're weird.
Yeah.
We have a tradition that he flew and that Pinchas flew after him. How'd they fly? I don't know. So we have a tradition that he used the name of holiness and he used the name of impurity and that's how they flew. Okay. So there was a variant of what we have today which we don't begin to understand. So too there are other things. If it says that Shlomo HaMelech created a throne that would work on autopilot, there was a mechanism that would work. He'd step on one part and then it would start moving and shifting him and carrying him up like an escalator up to his throne. The whole description in the Medrash, what? We could do that today. You look at an escalator and you say, show me where they had that 1,000 years ago. And I tell you, read the Medrash that we have already for over a millennium, and the Medrash describes Shlomo HaMelech's escalator. How did it work? So the Medrash uses terminology which you could say are gears, but the Medrash still doesn't explain to us what kept the gears working. We don't know. You look at the stones at the Kotel and you say, wait a second, how'd they get the stones there? Right? Look at those huge stones. So yes, they had a lot of slaves, but still, there are a lot of feats that till today they don't know how they built the pyramids. Right? They don't know. There are things about the pyramids. They don't know how they constructed them. So we have wisdom today. They had wisdom there. We don't know what their wisdom was. And we assume they don't know what we knew. Maybe, maybe not. Shlomo HaMelech says, the key point here is that we don't know. There's nothing, not much remains. En zichon l'rishonim. And now Shlomo HaMelech is beginning a punchline, which is where we'll pick up Be'ezrat Hashem next time. Shlomo HaMelech says, let me tell you something. Let me tell you where I've been and what I've seen and who I am. And the Zachem will pick up with Pasuk Yud Bet next time.